Well, two Syrian refugees were invited to attend last night's State of the Union. The Obama administration plans to resettle 10,000 Syrians next year, despite criticism that they could present a security risk. Advocates of resettling refugees point to the nation's history, though, of doing just that, including 40 years ago, when a wave of refugees arrived from Vietnam and some of them settled in Oklahoma City. Jacob McClelland from KGOU reports.
San Nguyen stands along Classen Boulevard in Oklahoma City's Asian district and points out all the Vietnamese-owned businesses here.
We have the hair salon, and we have a massage center. We have the chiropractics, and we have a healthy beauty. We have a lot of Vietnamese restaurants that go up here to 36.
We walk over to one of those restaurants to sip tea and enjoy a big steaming bowl of pho, a soup of beef broth and noodles with vegetables and meat. It's a popular dish in Oklahoma City, first brought here by Vietnamese refugees in the 1970s, after the end of the war in Vietnam.
I am a part-time translator for the U.S. Embassy, so then they give me the means to get out from Vietnam.
San Nguyen was one of the lucky ones. He was able to get on one of those helicopters lifting off the U.S. Embassy roof in Saigon. His wife and two children escaped Vietnam a couple weeks earlier.
I could not have anything with me except only empty hand with some paper, my paper, you know. We could not get anything out with me.
San Nguyen reunited with his family at Fort Chaffee in Arkansas and within a couple of weeks earned a position with Catholic Charities. His job? To find sponsors for Vietnamese refugees in Oklahoma City.
I am the first one to come here to get a job here like that. And also, I am the first one to be naturalized too.
San Nguyen says he's assisted nearly 7,000 Vietnamese families in Oklahoma City, a refugee community that helped transform a struggling neighborhood into a vibrant center of Asian culture.
The Asian community really helped fill a gap that was left by the retreating middle-class white population moving to the suburbs.
That's Bob Blackburn, the executive director of the Oklahoma Historical Society. In the 1970s, he says Oklahoma City's inner city was hurting. Developments were springing up to the north and south of the city, and school desegregation led to white flight to the suburbs. The opportunity for even low-paying jobs, affordable housing, and a low cost of living attracted Vietnamese refugees. Like San Nguyen, many of them were educated. Blackburn says they helped stabilize a declining neighborhood.
The Vietnamese community was not a burden to the majority population, the white people, the African Americans in the neighborhood, because the Asians were moving into these areas that others had abandoned, and they were contributing to the vitality and bringing a lot of good energy in restaurants, bakeries, new attorneys, new physicians, dentists, doctors.
This one is the ID, you know, when I was in military. I was a lieutenant colonel in the Army.
Sitting at his dining room table, Vinh Nguyen looks through a few reminders of his life in Vietnam, where he was a lieutenant colonel in the South Vietnamese Army.
When I left, you know, communists behind me, they shoot at me. But I escaped on the boat, you know, from the Saigon River to, you know, ocean.
Vinh Nguyen was one of the so-called boat people who fled Vietnam after the war. He spent 36 hours at sea with 30 other people on a small boat before he was picked up by the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet. He ended up in refugee camps in Guam and Camp Pendleton before he got a sponsor in Oklahoma City. Vinh Nguyen says the area on Classen Boulevard, now called the Asian District, was poor when he arrived in the mid-1970s. Where old empty houses once stood, there's now a bustling neighborhood.
And since the Vietnamese come, we're growing and we're doing business over there. And now the Classen area, you know, flourish now. If without Vietnamese, believe me, the Classen will die.
Vinh Nguyen says he never really considered leaving Oklahoma City. The other large Vietnamese enclaves in the United States, like California, he says are too expensive and there aren't as many jobs.
I think Oklahoma is a good place to live. I like here. I love here.
Vinh Nguyen says he might visit Vietnam again if the communist government loses power. But for now, he's comfortable in his adopted home and is happy to call himself Anoki. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland.